We come at a time where we are a part of a movement in the Assemblies of God family in which we are looking at higher education in a brand new way under the leadership of our new General Superintendent, Dr. George Wood. I've been personally in some sessions and convocations with him, and I know firsthand that his heart and our heart is a movement to see us be able to pass the baton to another generation and equip them well for the kingdom of God, both in the marketplace and in the church. And we have grown immensely internationally, and that in part is because we've done two things very well internationally as an Assemblies of God movement. We have done evangelism in the power of the Holy Spirit with signs and wonders, and we have done education. That's been one of our best practices internationally. We have, everywhere we've gone, sought to train leaders that we can pass the baton on to another generation, another work. It's been in America that we've been sort of, to be honest, a little double-minded about education. But I believe that is changing. I believe education needs to be one of our best practices in America as well. And we are going to be praying towards that end tonight. And to get us going this evening, I've invited the president of Central Bible College. We have presidents of several of our colleges here tonight. We're going to be praying over them in a few minutes, a little later in our prayer time. But Dr. Denbo, president of Central Bible College, he is going, if you would come, please, he is going to be making a presentation, an Alumni of the Year presentation, who happens to be one of our own at Central Assembly. I believe Central Bible College started out of the basement of Central Assembly many, many years ago. In fact, I was in Tokyo a couple of weeks ago, and I met the pastor of basically Central Assembly in Tokyo, and they share facilities with what they call Central Bible College in Tokyo, and that's awesome. Plus, I just asked him to add just a couple of brief stories that I think will be very faith-building for us as we come to this night of prayer. Thank you, Dr. Denbo.
Thank you. Wow, what a privilege being here. This is my home church, and I'll be back Thanksgiving. It's wonderful. The last week of school this last year, just before school was out in May, we had four presentations of a brand new full-length drama called Revival, The Story of Azusa Street, written by Glenda Moore, fully researched. It's an absolutely marvelous dramatic presentation, and we're going to present it again as this school year goes on. You will want to see it stirring. That prompted a number of prayer meetings, and on Wednesday of the last week of school, the chapel started at 10:30. It had to be over at 3. We just had to, but 10:30 to 3, and it could have gone on. Many students were filled with the Holy Spirit. Many students were given a direction in life. The next day, the chapel started at 10:30. There had been prayer meetings during the night before, and the chapel went a full 2 hours with probably a dozen more students being baptized in the Holy Spirit. On the last day of chapel, we had Bill Baker and Stan Welch there from the Southern Missouri District. We recognized 74 new credential ministers that came out of the senior class of 2008 to go out into ministry from Central Bible College. That's the way we ended the year on such a high note. And we started the year this morning with our freshman chapel, and we're thankful to God for bringing in a brand new crop of young men and women that we can indeed pass the baton to and see them succeed in ministry. Dr. Wood has met frequently with the college presidents here in town, and we are so grateful that he has taken the time to invest in us and to mentor us and coach us in the work that God has laid before us to do. I'm sure the other presidents will tell you that we can only do what we do because the mantle of God's Spirit is upon us. If he ever removes the mantle, we're lost, because the work is greater than us. It's bigger than us. It requires more knowledge and energy than we could ever have, and yet God somehow has chosen us to place his mantle on us and to say, lead this group. And we thank God that Dr. Wood has come along to really be an encouragement to us. He started, when he came in office, even before he came in office, we were meeting over at the Panera, which is his favorite place to eat lunch, in case you want to take him someplace. And so we were meeting over at the Panera, and he began to unfold to me his dream of having a group of people stand with him and become a development arm of the General Superintendent's Office. And as that dream began to grow, he invited dozens of pastors from across the country in who joined the General Superintendent's Cabinet and began to donate toward the Assemblies of God Trust, a new fund set up that would effectively fund research and development at headquarters for GPH and would help to fund the planting of 500 new churches a year, but would also help to fund scholarships, means and ways for Assemblies of God students to go to our schools. And it is that last part that we were just thrilled when we had a kickoff a couple of weeks ago on the 12th of August during our general presbytery meeting, and during the night session on Tuesday we had a banquet. And Dr. Wood announced the Ralph M. Riggs Scholarship for our students from any college across the country, that the processes are all being put in place for them to be, for our students in all of our indoor schools to be able to apply for those scholarships and receive them. But he also announced a plan to help Assemblies of God students that are in ministerial training in all of our schools to get into ministry quicker, a way to help them pay down their debt so that they can apply for missions or they can become pastors of churches. Along the process, Dr. Wood found out about two of our students, two CBC graduates. The young man has also graduated from AGTS, Stephen Campbell and Rachel King. Stephen's from Pennsylvania. Rachel's from Wisconsin. And he heard their story, and their story is simply this. They were both wonderful students. They came to CBC. They were frugal. They worked hard. But with the cost of education, they still ended up with a combined debt of $55,000 when the husband and wife team, they will actually be married this next week. But when they become a team, their debt will be $55,000. Their plan was that they would go back to Wisconsin and they would work for 5 years to pay the debt down, because they had called AGWM and found out that they could have $200 a month debt as AGWM missionaries in training. And so their plan was they'd get two jobs each. They would get that debt paid down as quick as possible. They would apply and they would go. But through the Assemblies of God Trust and our home church right here, we are a part of the Assemblies of God Trust. Through the Assemblies of God Trust, this young couple had the surprise of their lives. They were flown to Springfield. They were brought before the General Presbytery in session and some friends that had joined us. And Dr. Wood looked them in the face and said, because of the giving of our churches across the country, when you become Assemblies of God missionaries and the $200 a month can come out of your account, your total school bill will be $600 a month. The difference of $400 a month will be made up by the Assemblies of God Trust for as long as you're missionaries with the Assemblies of God. Amen. Honestly, folks, I had to go home and sew all the buttons back on my shirt and my shoes. I was so in my coat. I was so proud of those young people and the very fact that they represent the best. Honestly, they represent the best of our young people from across the country and all of our indoor schools. And we're so thankful that God's made a way for them. They're immediately getting all the papers and paperwork in place to come before the World Missions Committee as soon as possible for recognition and for deployment in missions. Not waiting 5 years, they're on their way. So I just wanted to share that story with you tonight. And some of our students immediately asked at CBC, how do I get that money? And I said, there will be a process. I guarantee you there will be a process, and the process is getting started. But this is an initial victory. It is a tremendous shot in the arm to see what God is doing through the Assemblies of God Trust. So when you hear that term, Assemblies of God Trust, it really doesn't have to do with AG Financial Solutions as much as it has to do with this wonderful, urgent move of God that we're seeing to get our students financed that want to come to our schools and to get them to the field in a very quick manner. So thank God for that. We are so thankful for that. Each year at Central Bible College, our alumni board of directors chooses men and women to be honored as alumnus of the year or alumna of the year because of their various activities. This year we have chosen people based on their qualifications that will be honored because of their service to the church in various ways. But we've also chosen a dear brother who is to be honored as Alumnus of the Year in our homecoming activities in October because of his contribution to community service and to the business world since his time at Central Bible College. I'm going to invite Troy Compton to please come with me to the platform now, and we are going to say some good, really good things about him, and then we're going to have a chance to honor him tonight. Troy came to Central Bible College in 1948. He attended the 1948-49 school year, then the 50-51 school year. He took a brief time out in 49 and 50, but he had by that time he had a person of interest at Central Bible College that he married on September 15, 1951. And from that union came three children, now all married, six grandchildren. In the providence of God, Troy has served in a number of communities across America. Every place he's served, he's gotten involved in a church. He's been a board member at Wyatt Park Assembly in St. Joseph, Missouri, the Assembly of God in Junction City, Kansas, the Overland Park Assembly of God in Overland Park, Kansas, the Assembly of God in Burlington, Iowa, the Sterling Heights Assembly in Sterling Heights, Michigan, and Central Assembly here in Springfield. He has spent many, many years in the business world, and after moving from the business world, he came to be vice president of finance and administration at Central Bible College from 1984 to 1990. He currently serves in our community on a number of citizen committees, and we are so thankful. He is on the Partnership Industrial Council here in Springfield. He's on the City Utilities Advisory Council. He's a member of the Traffic Advisory Board, the Chi Alpha Board of Directors for Missouri State University, and a member of the News Leader Editorial Advisory Board. He is a man of God who has carried the cross into many different business situations in his adult life. And we honor him from Central Bible College, from the Alumni Board of Directors and the Board of Directors of CBC. We honor Troy Compton as Alumnus of the Year for 2008. He will be honored with a plaque in a ceremony at the CBC Chapel on October 31. I will just read you the contents of the plaque, and we will reserve it until October 31. However, we wanted to come to his home church and say, this great man is so honored, and to give you an opportunity to also honor him. Whereas Mr. Troy Compton served with distinction as a student while pursuing his studies at CBC, and whereas he has continued to diligently pursue the call of God upon his life since completing his studies at Central Bible College in 1951, and whereas he has diligently served Central Bible College as Vice President of Finance and Administration from 1984 to 1990, and whereas he has skillfully served the business community in various leadership roles for nearly 60 years, and whereas he has earned the respect of colleagues through his anointed service and involvement in denominational and local church activities, and whereas he has maintained a life of integrity before God and men, both publicly and privately, exemplifying the spirit of a true servant at all times, therefore, be it resolved that Mr. Troy Compton be named recipient of the 2008 Alumnus of the Year Award presented by the Central Bible College Alumni Association in recognition of the faithful ministry of an alumnus. And be it further resolved that on the occasion of the October 31, 2008 Morning Chapel of CBC, his outstanding leadership be appropriately recognized. I just wanted to come tonight on this occasion and let you know what a great brother this is. Would you just give him a greeting tonight? Thank you so much.
Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're a real man of God.
Appreciate it.
Really appreciate this.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Want to say a word?
Thank you very much, Brother Denbo, and everyone. This honor means more to me than probably words could ever express. I appreciate it. Many years ago, as a teenager, the Lord called me not to preach. You know, the WMs call a lot of people to preach. But the Lord called me to serve him, and the greatest honor of my life has been to do just that, in whatever capacity he has found for me to do. And we appreciate all that he's done and all that you've done. Thank you so very much.